Henry and Price, Boston Hockey Blog. Coach, I was just wondering how you assess today's performance.
Yeah, once again, showing that we have it in us and things that we're still learning about ourselves as a group and how we're going to continue to handle adversity and all the different challenges that get thrown at you throughout a hockey game.
How would you assess today's performance compared to yesterday's?
I thought we were composed, yeah, for the most part, obviously through, into the third period, we were thinking about how to win the game. We were thinking about how to be strategic, and you could definitely tell that maturity and composure was there.
Can you talk a little bit about Posejnik's goaltending today, and, do you see a goalie tandem possibly in the future between Peterson and Posejnik?
Yeah, I think we've got two, three great goalies, and you saw two of them in play this weekend, and excited about that.
Ethan Pod, WTBU. Can you say a little bit about Abby Murphy and what you had heard about her coming into this matchup and how you kind of prepared for that and what you saw during the game?
I might plead the fifth on that one.
Okay.
Hi, Caitlin Beal here. Obviously very successful in Sydney, your second line today. Two goals there. What do you think was working so well between you guys? How's that chemistry coming along?
I think one thing that we talk about a lot as a team is our debriefs on the bench, our communication off the ice, that really leads into how we're playing on the ice. So I think all of us really work well together to play as a team, no matter who you're playing with. And, I think those two goals really showed how our debriefs were effective off the ice. And, I think that it was rewarding and it was nice to, get those goals and stuff. And now we just got to keep going.
Sydney, what would you make of Anezka's performance today? I saw you picked up the puck to give to her after her first goal.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Chabby put a lot of work in off the ice. I live with them during the summer and stuff, and, she's always one of the first people in the gym. She's always, doing the extra work and stuff. So to see her get that goal, she's been working for it, and I'm really happy for her.
Yeah. Penalty kill was super successful tonight. Anything, specific that you think went into that success that you saw in that?
We stayed out of the box. That helped. Didn't have to kill very much, but yeah, we're settling in. I'm excited to have some more time to really chip away at it and build it out over the season.
Can you talk about your power play unit and what you need to do to be able to sink more chances?
Yeah, I think it's just building confidence over time. It's being able to get different looks and read how how the PK is reacting to you, and having a short-term goal but a long-term plan, and making adjustments as you go throughout a game. But I like the units. I like the players we have, and we're getting some looks, and it's just continuing to be strategic on creating those quality looks.
I guess just what led to some of the difficulty in the third period?
When they tied it up, we struggled to answer. I think we're gonna figure that out internally within the group in terms of how that got to us, and we'll go from there.
What are some of the key takeaways from today that can help inform your playing moving forward?
Oh, I mean, so many key takeaways. Do you want to take some?
Sure. I mean, I think we as a team we discussed it's early in the season, we're getting used to playing with each other and stuff, and that's a good hockey team we're playing against. Mm-hmm. And I think, for the amount that, we have 10 new players on our team. And I think that you wouldn't have thought that watching us play. And I think that, it's only going to come with time. And the more time we're spending with each other, the more we're playing with each other and stuff, it's just going to get better from here.
Yeah, I was wondering just how would you assess some of the performances of, these new players, especially felt like Lucy was getting a lot of time on the ice today, mm-hmm. Putting in good shifts. I guess just what can you say about some of these new players?
Yeah, skilled, confident, able to step into roles, and it's just getting everyone playing together, mm-hmm. as a group of five, right? Getting up to speed. Really excited about the talent we have in the locker room.
Can you talk about what you need to do to sort of stay calm and focused under pressure if the opponent goes on a sustained attack in the future?
I think we're going to figure that out. I think it's got to be players on the ice, the players in the locker room, and us helping them create that environment. But continuing, Sid mentioned the debriefs, but how do we define success? And playing in your D zone is part of the game. So it's continuing to just have that communication and, be able to frame all of those experiences and not panic too much.
Anything else?
Just the last one is just it felt like through two periods, super even. You guys may be the better team through two sides. I guess how can you just kind of take those positive takeaways into another tough opponent next weekend.
Yeah, video, reinforce it. You know, feedback coming in all directions, right? Peer to peer, coach, just continuing to learn from this weekend. We'll look at a lot of film and go from there.
Sydney, as the Terriers' leading goal scorer last year and singing your first goal of the season tonight, what are you looking forward to and how do you think this will start, like, momentum building the season?
I think that, you know, it's... Sorry, I'm trying to think about how to answer that. I think that any goal that I scored last year, you know, even that goal today, like, I'm not scoring that goal if Lola's not putting the work in and keeping the puck in that end. I think that, you know, even though I'm putting pucks in the net, like, there's a lot of things that go into that for me to get to that point. And I think that, you know, like I said, like, as we're learning to play with each other and stuff, you know, those goals are going to come. It's not going to be just me. It's going to be everyone. And, like, I'm excited to see how we're going to keep going from here.
And, Coach, I know you talked about, like, going over film. Is there anything else you're going to emphasize in practice this week to prepare for next weekend?
I think just the group continuing to grow together, you know, Sid mentioned it, and how do we continue to, you know, as our foundation's being built concept-wise and on the ice of what we're trying to do and everyone's familiar with it, how do we, you know, put that into practice and stress our environment a little bit so that we're game ready and continuing to grow as a group throughout the week as much as on weekends.
Thank you.